Pahrump the other day, and I met this wonderful woman, and she told me that she has this really weird thing happening on her property. I said, I'm going to ask Ion, and she's like one of the hundreds of people that I've told, you have to listen to Ion, you have to listen to James Martinez, you got to go to the website. But what I wanted to know, Ion, is what is causing the weird things on her property and in her house?
Well, it's her attraction. It's her attraction. The same things are happening out in Henderson, too.
Is it her doing it?
She's allowing it, and she's not pushing against it. They're just odd and fun and a nice conversation piece, and it doesn't spook her out or freak her out or anything. It's just like, isn't this interesting? And then she comes back and she goes, I don't know, but then it's fun, and I don't care, so let it be. And it is, and then it continues. And then what's happening, she's even noticing, as she described to you, that it's a bit in increasing in frequency.
You described it perfectly. But she's kind of curious, and she can't find anywhere on the internet. She goes, I just don't know what it is, and I don't want to tell people because I don't want people to think I'm crazy. And I said, what do you mean? This is amazing. And I'll just let your listeners know what it is. Mini crop circles are showing up on her property and inside her house, but it's not from crops, it's dust. And she showed it to me, and I was kind of like, that is really weird. And it's like thousands of circles, inside circles, that just show up on her car, on her barbecue, and they all look completely different. And she swears she doesn't do them herself because she goes, well, you know, I'm out in the middle of nowhere in Pahrump. Why am I going to go around, you know, making little circles and then showing people? And she says she feels like they're her friends, and she gets all excited when she sees them, but she really wants to know what they are.
Right. Well, it's nothing other than a circling of a vortex of energy that is showing up in her world, because she's not pushing against it, and it's intriguing and interesting, and it'll continue and continue and continue. They'll even get a little bigger, too. And if she was trying to do it, the same wind that they're saying is causing it would tear him up if it was on her own volition. So then what she should do, if you have a conversation, just tell her to get her digital camera and start taking snapshots of them, and she'll start seeing things inside those swirling little apertures that are on the ground in the barbecue in the house. Even the nap of the lay of the carpet in the house, of the rug, even the nap will start doing it, and she can't see it with her eyes yet. But her digital camera, that Android meme experience, the pixelation doesn't know that it's not supposed to see it. So she can start recording those and having great fun. There'll be little messages in it. It's actually kind of paving the way for some of the other things that we're working on that's soon to be available. Whenever Bob puts it out, it'll be available. Then you've got some details of explaining what some of those lines within the circles, and then they start connecting, and then you have little portions on the lines, and they have seven spaces, and then they connect, and then they make up the great big, almost like a Star of David, but not quite, and then you follow the lines, and it goes in and out and over and under. Then you have little blocks, kind of like you had little marks off of a scale in a great big circle. And then they have those five bodies right in the middle, and they'll have points that come into it. Then you'll have these little scribbly things in the dirt, in the dust. It almost looks like another language, but it's not really another language, but it's symbology of the symbols that actually it's the essence of the invitation to speak in the language of the angels.
I love it because there's a lot of angels around her, a lot of cherubs, and she has that just super, super loving energy. She's tapped in. So I'm going to make sure she listens to this.
She was selling some tools. She stopped using her dust collector because she doesn't want to dust because she loves her little crop circles. I should forward you the pictures she took with her cell phone. It is amazing because you'd think by hearing about it, oh yeah, she probably just took a bunch of different size cups and placed them in the dust, right? Well, you know how dusty it gets out here. Stopped dusting on purpose because she wanted to see them. Well, we saw the circles on her counters and she goes, oh, this is the new one that just showed up today. She gets so excited and everything Ion said, it was like he was there with us. But seriously, everything he said was exactly her attitude. She loves them. She treats them like they're her friends. She does not resist it at all. She just lets it happen. And she is joyous. Every time she sees one, she gets so excited. She goes, oh, you're back. And she talks to them. And she's a really normal person. She's pretty down to earth. And then there's this these dust circles are happening. And I was picking up that it's either like a vortex thing, or it was like she has this thing about cherubs that they're everywhere around her. I was like, maybe it's like this, you know, these beings that are out of our vision that are just saying, hey, I'm here, hey, I'm here. But definitely they look like little vortexes all over her property. Yeah, we just went out there to buy some tools and a dust collector. She doesn't want to be identified because she doesn't want anyone to think she's crazy. But I was like, no, this is all she's a great amusement park. Don't see the dust circles. You could look at these circles and kind of look at them and get that they're all of them are different. Like, she showed me them. They're all very different. So if the spaces between them would represent, like, a barcode, how all the bars are different sizes, it's almost like that. It's almost like looks like a record, but they're different size circles. One of them, the end of a table, had a wrought iron kind of, the table comes, hits the ground, and then does like a little circle-y thing with the wrought iron design. Well, the dust circle placed itself right in the middle. And if it was done by someone else, they would have had to have like picked up this big wrought iron table and then made the circle in dust and then put the wrought iron table back down. But the dust circle went right through the wrought iron table. So I thought that was really neat. She says it'll go right through things. She had a bunch of flowers, and the dust circle went right through the flowers onto the mirror and created itself on the mirror and didn't even affect the flowers. We just meant to go there, pick up the dust collector, and leave, but we ended up just standing there talking for 3 hours.